Arcturus, Sirius Matrix. The combined energies of Arcturus and Sirius provide a balance of physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. This matrix has been tapped into by humanity since its inception and has been known through many archetypal ideas. Association of Worlds. The association is a group of physical and non-physical beings from many realms who come together for a number of purposes. Some have called them a galactic confederation or federation. There is no hierarchical structure or authority inherent in the association. The primary purposes for their interactions with Earth are: 1. To gently nudge humanity toward a greater awareness of itself and its place within the association, and 2. To prevent a critical number of nuclear explosions on Earth, which can cause a rip in the fabric of space, time, affecting the galactic neighborhood. They have absolutely no intention now of evacuating anyone from Earth under any conditions. They understand the absolute necessity for the human race to become responsible for itself. Atlantis, this was the combined extraterrestrial, human cultural period prior to the Flood. The Flood occurred in approximately 11,000 BC Australopithecus. This term denotes any hominid of the extinct genus Australopithecus of the Pleistocene epoch. Advanced Australopithecus is the first being considered to be truly manlike, existing some 2 million years ago. The prism of Lyra bipedal, any being possessing 2 feet can be considered bipedal. Black hole, a star becomes a black hole when it collapses and reaches such a high density that its gravitational field exceeds the escape velocity of even light photons. Astronomers theorize that a change in space, time occurs. This creates many probabilities, including: 1. Entrance and exit points to other dimensional realities. 2. Birthplaces of future stars. 3. An ability to harness the powers of time travel. And 4. An entrance into an antimatter universe. Black League. The Black League was an organizational resistance pattern developed during the Orion conflicts to counter the efforts of the Orion Empire, which was attempting physical and spiritual domination of the entire region. The Black League manifested not only as underground paramilitary resistance organizations but as a spiritual and philosophical orientation that manifested in many forms. These patterns have attempted balance in other planetary systems and are presently playing out on Earth through the human reincarnational cycle. Cetaceans. Cetaceans are a marine mammal of the order Cetacea, which includes whales, dolphins, and porpoises. Cetaceans possess consciousness of the same type as humans, and are considered by extraterrestrials to be water humans. Channeling. Channeling is the process of receiving communication from an infinite number of dimensional realities. This communication can be expressed via writing, verbal relay, artwork, music composition, and any creative expression. Cherubim. The most ancient references concerning forms of cherubim, in the Akkadian and Sumerian records, describe a mechanical security device, that is, robot, that was used to secure highly sensitive areas of the gods to which humans were denied access. This idea later evolved into a more abstract and spiritual one, displayed in the archetypal manifestation of a winged celestial figure who guards sacred places and who is a servant of God. Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness is the aspect of a mass consciousness which recognizes itself as a single being. This can be equated with a sixth density vibration. Cloning. Cloning is an asexual method for reproduction that uses an original seed or genetic stock for replication. Consciousness. Consciousness is the underlying binding force of all creation. It exists in infinite manifestations and may defy definition. Cro-Magnon. Cro-Magnon was a group of tall, erect, prehistoric people who use bone and stone implements. 35,000 years ago, this new race of beings, identified with the larger type Homo sapiens, or thinking man, appeared seemingly out of nowhere and coexisted for a period of time with the dying race of the Neanderthal. Crystal skull, found in southern Mexico, the skull is carved out of crystal in the shape of a human cranium. The most well-known skull is presently the property of Anna Mitchell Hedges. Many claim to have mystical or paranormal experiences when they are in the skull's presence. Dull, referred to in the contact material from Billy Mayer, the Dulls are a humanoid species who act as mentors for the Pleiadians. Density denotes a vibrational frequency and not a location, which the term dimension implies. The density structure of this reality is primarily expressed in 7 levels, though each level has sublevels within it. The scale is a model used to communicate one's perception of orientation in relation to other realities. Divic, in Sanskrit, Divin means a god or divinity, one of an order of good spirits. In Western mysticism, the divic energy is the spirit consciousness of mineral, plant, animal and more subtle forms, such as fairies. Dimension refers to one's location in space, time rather than a person's vibrational frequency, density. Webster defines dimension as magnitude measured in a particular direction, specifically length, breadth, thickness or time. There are an infinite number of dimensions existing within a given density or vibrational frequency. Dimensional infusion. God the whole, all that is, became curious about the idea of separation and created a realm in which to explore it. This was achieved by creating the boundaries of dimension. One may equate the dimensional infusion with the process of creation itself. DNA. DNA is the abbreviation for deoxyribonucleic acid, which is a compound found in chromosomes and consists of a long chain molecule comprising many repeated and varied combinations of 4 nucleotides, one of which is the sugar deoxyribose. Subdivisions of the molecule are believed to be the genes. DNA is the major repository of genetic information. Dogon, the Dogon people are an African tribe living in the Mali Republic, Western Africa, near Timbuktu, thought to have migrated from Egypt. For many generations they have possessed a knowledge of advanced astrophysics concerning the Sirius star system that they claim was given to them by beings from that system. Easter Island is located in the Pacific between Chile and French Polynesia and is known for the mysterious statues of humanoid beings left scattered throughout the island. Ego is the I or self as distinguished from the selves of others. It is that part of the psyche that is conscious in physical reality and acts as the mediator between inner and outer worlds. Enki, in Sumerian, Enki means Lord of Earth and is considered to be the one who imparts the knowledge of civilization to mankind. He was also known to the Babylonians as Oan, and to the Egyptians as Ta. He was the god of wisdom and knowledge, and throughout time his symbol has been the snake. According to the Sumerian texts, Enki was the one who instructed Noah to build an ark so humanity could be saved. This was in direct defiance of the orders of Enlil, who desired the destruction of humanity. Enlil, in Sumerian Enlil means Lord of the Air and was considered to be the chief of all the lands. The Sumerians considered him to be supreme. Enki and Enlil were half-brothers who had the same father, each claiming to be the firstborn, which caused each to believe he was the ruling deity. This conflict is thought to be the source of many later conflicts between the gods. Etheric pertains to an environment that is not based on physical reality but still contains form. Many ideas or thought forms in the etheric may become manifest in the physical world. Eve was the first female prototype created from the cloning or gene splicing of the male humanoid prototype called Adam. This pertains to Homo sapiens only. Founders. The founders are the collective soul of the humanoid family. To physical beings they manifest in humanoid form, tall, graceful, androgynous, appearing somewhat insect-like. Humanity is the result of the internal fragmentation of the founders. Frequency. Matter is vibrating energy. Different vibratory rates denote the properties of matter. Frequency is the rate at which molecules or consciousness vibrates. Future selves. Because the past, present, and future exist simultaneously, a being may contact parts of itself across the expanse of time. Extraterrestrials will often contact their past selves, such as Earth humans, to create a connection, and this can often heal their own past. The idea of higher selves and future selves can sometimes be interchangeable in that a future self is an evolved version of the present or past self. Galactic family. The galactic family is the group of extraterrestrial beings, physical and non-physical, who are interrelated energetically and or physically with Earth's development. These include the Lyran races, Arcturus, Sirius, the Pleiadian races, Zeta Reticuli, Orion, and many others not mentioned. Homo, Latin for man, denotes a genus of the order of primates which includes all races of modern man, Homo sapiens, and various extinct species. Homo sapiens is the single surviving species of human evolutionary development, or modern man, belonging to the genus Homo and the primate family Hominidae. The account in Genesis of the creation of man refers to the creation of Homo sapiens, not of other extinct species such as Neanderthal. Human. Webster defines human as akin to humus, the ground, having the qualities or attributes of man. This can be expanded by saying that the term human refers specifically to the Earth human, who is a subset of the larger humanoid family of the Lyran forefathers. Humanoid as used in the text refers to anyone of Lyran descent. Hybrid. A hybrid is anything derived from heterogeneous sources or composed of elements of different or incongruous kinds. The hybrids spoken of in UFO literature are primarily a cross between the Earth human and Zeta Reticuli beings. The specific process that is used to create these hybrids has not yet been revealed. It uses not only genetic splicing and cloning, but a form of light plasma engineering technology with which humans are unfamiliar. Id. Freud defines the id as being the part of the personality structure that is primitive, instinctual, childish, and obeys their pleasure principle. The qualities of the id can be likened to the human's passage through second density reality in the early stages of life. Illuminati. Webster defines Illuminati as persons possessing, or alleging to possess, superior enlightenment, a name for various sects or societies which claim to possess superior enlightenment. This may refer to humans as well as various extraterrestrial groups, physical or non-physical, who are either self-deluded or who deliberately attempt to gain control of human society. Some such negative groups may include Orions, Sirians, Lyrans, and renegade Pleiadians. The historical foundation of the Illuminati is rooted in times past when various extraterrestrial groups were in control, or fighting for control, of the Earth in whole or in part. Because of these ancient interactions, the Illuminati believe that they have territorial rights over the Earth that they still disagree about amongst themselves. Some will attempt incarnation in order to carry out their wishes in the physical. The Illuminati can also be viewed from the non-physical as an archetypal energy that once interacted physically with Earth. This group eventually sidestepped natural evolution and became a specifically focused archetype. This archetype is bound tightly with the planet by its need to keep humans from their natural evolutionary processes. Incarnate, the act of incarnation, as the term is used, is the process whereby a soul will embody itself in a physical vehicle in a separative density such as the third or fourth. The created illusion is that there is a memory loss of the greater identity of an individual consciousness. Inception. The term inception is used in the text to denote the beginning point of Homo sapiens on Earth. Isis. In ancient Egypt, Isis was known as the wife, sister of Osiris, sister of Nephthys, and mother of Horus. She is featured prominently in Egyptian mythology as a goddess of immense magical power and as the archetypal maternal figure. Other cultures have known her as Ishtar, Semites, Athena, Greeks, Kuan Yin, Chinese, and Inanna, Sumerians. Karma. Karma denotes balance and is a principle carried within the soul's energy from lifetime to lifetime. The old way of understanding was that karma was balanced through an eye for an eye. A more multi-dimensional perspective claims that karma is superseded by the exercising of free will and choice along with the commitment to the practicing of one's highest truths. Karma can be carried by an individual, a group, a species, or a mass consciousness. Lemuria. Lemuria was a continent and a cultural period that predated and overlapped Atlantis. It was located in the Pacific region of Earth and is thought to have been the first culture influenced by extraterrestrial sources. Lenticular clouds have the form of a double convex lens or a lentil. Often their breathtaking appearance is similar to a saucer-shaped spacecraft. Although nature is often behind such a cloud formation, sometimes the physical environment will translate extraterrestrial energy or consciousness into this form. Lyra, the constellation of Lyra, has long been recognized in Earth's mythology. Some have even connected it with the Pleiades. For example, Ovid, who mentioned that the seven strings of Lyra equaled the number of the Pleiades. This can be considered the birthplace or womb of the humanoid race within Earth's area of the Milky Way. All subspecies such as Sirians, Orions, Earth, Terrans, Pleiadians, Vegans, Zeta Reticuli, Centaurians, Altarians, and many lesser known groups, are descendants of the Lyran races. Lyran group. The Lyran group is referred to as the original seeders of humanoid life on Earth. The text refers to Lyrans as being the forefather race of other groups such as the Pleiadians and Sirians, as well as being the first physical fragmentation from the founders of life. Macrocosm. Macrocosm refers to a large-scale model of a smaller unit. An example is the solar system, representing the structure of atomic particles. Mass consciousness. Mass consciousness refers to the singular identity of a group. For example, the mass consciousness of Earth is made up of each individual consciousness integrated into a homogeneous unit. Matrix, from Latin, mater, mother. Matrix is that which originates, develops, or encloses anything, a network of ideas that forms a symbiotic relationship, an archetypal template. Meyer, Billy, Edward. The Swiss Billy Meyer is known to possess the most extensive contact notes from repeated interactions with Pleiadian beings, among others. Numerous photographs have been taken that clearly show spacecraft in detail. Men in Black, also known as MIBs, these beings are known as terrorizers of UFO contactees. They are described as being tall and wearing dark clothing. They have been seen with slightly oriental features and often wear dark glasses. Their apparent purpose is to frighten contactees into silence about their experiences and knowledge. Originally thought to be government agents, other ideas have presently surfaced, such as thought forms, androids, and negatively oriented extraterrestrials, Orions, Sirians, and Greys. One or all of the above ideas, in various combinations, can be correlated with the MIB identity. Metaatomic. Metaatomic refers to the idea of beyond subatomic. The template that defines the subatomic nature exists on a metaatomic level. Microcosm. Microcosm means anything regarded as a world in miniature. An example of this is how atomic structure relates to the structure of the solar system. Multi-dimensional. A multi-dimensional idea is one that possesses many dimensions. Humans are referred to as multi-dimensional because they exist on many dimensional levels as yet unseen or unmeasurable. Neanderthal. Neanderthal refers to a Paleolithic cave dweller of the late Pleistocene epoch, Homo neanderthalensis, whose bones have been found in parts of Europe, Africa, and Asia. The remains of the Neanderthal have been dated as far back as 100,000 years ago. They seem to have evolved out of Homo erectus and then died out during the appearance of Homo sapiens 35,000 years ago. Noah. Noah is a Semitic derivative of the much earlier Sumerian name Utnapishtim and the Akkadians Uzudra. The writings of these civilizations all portray a Noah-like character who is warned of the flood by the god Enki. The flood is a condensation of much earlier and much more detailed pre-biblical accounts in Sumerian and Akkadian literature. Octave. Octave is the eighth of seven steps. It is the integration of seven levels. As it is used in the text, it refers to a realm of existence that consciousness will move into after integrating the seven densities. Orion. The constellation of Orion is a pattern of stars that has intrigued mankind since ancient times. The word Orion may derive from the ancient Akkadian word Uruana, which means the light of heaven. Western cultures have often identified this constellation as the Hunter. The inherent energy of Orion is associated with polarity conflict. Earth is presently attempting a final integration of these polarities, hence the strong feelings of connection that many humans display regarding Orion. Orion Light. The term Orion Light refers to the points in Orion's evolution where they have succeeded in integrating polarity. It can also be considered the Orion Mass Consciousness, the non-physical aspect of Orion that operates from a sense of unity and integration. Osiris. Osiris is considered one of the principal Egyptian gods. He has been referred to as he who dwells in Orion with a season in the sky and a season on earth, among other epithets. Whatever his identity, most ancient writings strongly point to his extraterrestrial origin. Photothermic. Photothermic involves both light and heat. In their underground caverns, the Apexians, Zeta Reticuli mutated to convert certain frequencies of light into heat. Photovoltaic. Photovoltaic refers to the idea of providing a source of electric current from light or similar radiation. In the underground caverns, the Apexians, Zeta Reticuli mutated to the point where they could convert certain frequencies of light and radiation into electrical energy. Plasmic energy. As used in the text, plasmic energy is a form of highly condensed, nearly liquid light. Pleiades. The Pleiades group is an open star cluster in the constellation Taurus, existing approximately 500 light-years from Earth. There are 2,500 stars within the cluster, although only 9 have been named. Most ancient cultures claim 7 stars. These include China, who called them the Seven Sisters of Industry, and Greece, who referred to them as the Seven Daughters of Atlas. More than any other star group, the Pleiades has captured the attention of both ancient and modern civilizations. Polarity/polarization. Polarity refers to the presence or manifestation of two opposite, or contrasting, principles or tendencies. Polarization is the production of the states of polarity, where rays of light or energy exhibit different properties and different directions. Prism. A prism is a transparent body with the triangular base used to polarize or decompose light or energy into its spectrum. Prism of Lyra. This is the archetypal idea of the entrance of consciousness into this reality. For Earth's galactic family, the entrance point exists within the Lyran system. As consciousness, energy emerged, it fragmented into 7 density frequencies, much as a prism would fragment light into 7 visible colors. Prototype. A prototype is an original model on which something is formed, an archetype, a form on which a group is based. In the text, the term, name Adam, is used to denote the prototype on which Homo sapiens is based. Reticuli. As used in the text, reticuli refers to the beings from the star system Zeta Reticuli. Reticulum rhomboidalis. This star group lies north of Hydrus and the Greater Cloud and contains 34 stars of magnitudes from 3.3 to 7. The star system of Zeta Reticuli 1 and Zeta Reticuli 2 are present in this formation and are seen only from the southern hemisphere of Earth. Science of Chaos. The study of apparent random motion that reveals a much deeper level of order below the superficial observation is referred to as the science of chaos. Semgeis. Semgeis was the name of the female Pleiadian cosmonaut who served as Billy Mayer's primary contact. Set, also spelled as Seth, Setek, Setesh, Suti, or Sutek, generally speaking, in Egyptian mythology, Set is seen as the god of chaotic forces and violence. There has been considerable controversy over his actual role in ancient Egypt. The temples and priesthoods of Set are mentioned in the text in reference to the worship of dark forces. Sirian group. As used in the text, the Sirian group refers to a group of extraterrestrials, not necessarily all from Sirius, who were instrumental in the inception of Earth and the development of the human race. Sirius. Sirius, known as the Dog Star, is a member of the constellation Canis Major. It lies 8.7 light-years from Earth and is the most brilliant star, as distinguished from planets, observed by the naked eye. Social memory complex. This term refers to a mass consciousness or a non-physical group matrix identity that has evolved from a physical society. Soul braiding. A soul braid is the most common form of what has been labeled walk-in. It occurs when a physical individual takes in more of their own higher, future, or parallel energy and incorporates it into their own personality and physiological life. Sumerian. The Sumerians were a people who comprised one of Earth's oldest known civilizations, approximately 4000 BC, located in southern Mesopotamia, Iraq/Iran. They were a non-Semitic people of unknown origin. They claimed to have had the foundation of their civilization given to them by the Dindotgapuans of the bright pointed objects, or people of the fiery rockets or, in human terms, extraterrestrials. Superego. Freud defined the superego as a system within the mind which, acting consciously or unconsciously, brings perceived parental, social, or moral standards to bear upon the actions and decisions of the ego. As used in the text, the superego is equated with the higher aspect of consciousness that is the nexus for the integration of personality. Time. Time can be considered a specific continuum where the relationship of movement and speed are measured through linear means. Tree of the knowledge of good and evil, referred to in the book of Genesis, it is the tree in the Garden of Eden whose fruit God forbade Adam and Eve to eat. As used in the text, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil symbolizes the knowledge of polarity. Tree of life. In the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve were banished from Eden and forbidden to eat from the tree of life, which would give them immortality. As used in the text, the tree of life represents knowledge of the divine relationship between human beings and the Creator, thus revealing that our spirituality is not dependent upon those who genetically engineered us. Vega. Vega is the alpha star in the constellation of Lyra, even though it is actually closer to Earth than it is to the other star systems in the Lyran constellation. Vega was one of the first Lyran civilizations to develop a unique and cohesive identity which assisted in seeding and colonizing many systems, including Altair, Centauri, Sirius, and Orion. Walk-in. Generally, a walk-in experience will take two forms. The most common can be considered a soul braid in which more of an individual's own energy, higher self or future aspects, is brought in and integrated with the personality. The second and more rare is an instance in which an actual separate consciousness inhabits a human body while the original soul departs the physical plane. This is a highly personal experience where the newly arrived entity does not need to proclaim its origin or status. Quite frequently, the soul braid experience is mistaken for the walk-in exchange because the personality construct, as biochemically encoded within the brain, experiences much the same manifestation in either case. White hole, as used in the text, a white hole is an emergence point for consciousness and energy. Zeta Reticuli, discovered in the late 1960s, these two stars are located in the Reticulum constellation, which is seen from Earth's southern hemisphere. As used in the text, the Reticuli are a race with many subgroups who are conducting the primary genetic experiments and abductions on present-day Earth humans. Their average height is 3.5 feet. They have large craniums and extremely large eyes. Their sex is indistinguishable. Overall, their intent is benign, despite the trauma that many individuals experience in their presence. End of audiobook.